Science Avenue.
Chapter 1. Crops for food or fuel.
Most people may not know about the cassava root, but it has been an important ingredient in making ice cream, tapioca pudding, and paper. Recently, it has taken on new uses, such as animal feed and also biofuel. The use of cassava chips has increased fourfold since 2008, and as a result, the price has doubled. China has become a huge importer of the product due to its greater use of non-fossil fuels. These biofuels are primarily based on corn, sugar, and palm oil, along with cassava. As the prices rise, farmers are less likely to produce food crops, which do not earn as much. So, in a continent such as Africa, biofuel farming can quickly lead to famine. A second issue with cassava has been maintaining a stable price. When the prices rose too quickly, developers in the Philippines and Cambodia were forced to suspend the construction of cassava bioethanol plants as it became too unprofitable to produce the fuel. It was further noted that Thailand's own biofuel industry would even have trouble getting enough homegrown cassava, as the Thai biofuel producers may not be able to match the prices by Chinese buyers. But as more farmland is used to produce these fuels, there is less farmland to grow vegetables and hay to feed cows and other animals. As a result, rising food prices have been the norm throughout 2010, 2011, and 2012. These price rises, which have been made even worse due to financial speculation and poor harvests, have contributed to political instability and riots in the Middle East. The problem has become so serious that the World Bank found that from October 2010 to January 2011, prices increased 15%, and this pushed 44 million people who were at low and middle income levels into poverty. During the last half of 2010, the price of corn rose 73% in the United States. Timothy Searchinger, a Princeton University research scholar, stated, "The fact that cassava is being used for biofuel in China, rapeseed is being used in Europe, and sugarcane elsewhere is definitely creating a shift in demand curves. Biofuels are contributing to higher prices and tighter markets. The increased reliance on biofuels has led to more governmental regulations." The U.S. Congress has declared that biofuel use must reach 36 billion gallons a year by 2022. Likewise, the European Union stipulated that 10% of fuel used in cars and trucks must be based on renewable sources by 2020. Yet it seems clear that the best policy really has to be food first. In short, the future, as always, is balanced on the two most important issues for the human race: food and energy.
Listening task. Listen to the recording and fill in the blanks.
The National Biodiesel Board in 2011 said national biodiesel production reached a new monthly high of 81 million gallons in June. This is the third month in a row of record-breaking production. Biodiesel production during the first half of 2011 is higher than all of the production in 2010 of 315 million gallons. Production for 2011 is seen at 800 million gallons. Also in Spain, biodiesel imports have increased in May. This is the highest volume so far in 2011.